Today I want to share with you the message of a new creation.好，那我们一同把圣经翻开，哥林多后书第二章，我们从第五章，我们从第十七节一同来看。
Let's open our Bible to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17.
好，翻开之后我们一同来念。
When we open, let's read it together.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的
人，
旧事已过，都变成新的。OK， 好，我们跟主耶稣说，你已经成为新造的人。
Say to your neighbor, you are a new creation.
为什么呢？今天是复活节的主日。
Because today is the day that the Lord has risen.
复活节我们是纪念耶稣为我们从死里复活的日子。
In Easter we remember the Christ was risen for us.
很多人知道耶稣在这个日子复活。
Many people know that Jesus rose again on this day.
但我相信并不是所有的人都相信耶稣复活对我们生命有什么样的帮助。
But not many people believe that this event has anything to do with them.
我相信这也是我们生活或遇见各样问题的根本原因。
And I believe this is the root of our problem.
知道是一回事
，To know is one thing.
真正相信是另外一回事。
But to believe with your heart is another thing.
当我们在看世界的时候
，When we look at the world,
我们也许会看到很多事情还不应该这样，不应该那样，对不对
？We see many things that we don't like and we dislike.
我们总是觉得有些事情、人啊、事情好像不太对劲。
We see that many things are just not right.
我想今天早上你起来的时候，你们觉得老公不大对劲吗
？When you look at your husband or your wife this morning, you see something is not right.
哎呀，孩子不大对劲啊。
Look at your kids and you say, something is not right either.
哎，好像这个工作不大对劲啊。
My job is not right.
对，为什么会有这些事情
？Why?
你看到周围的时候的话，好像觉得每个人有问题。
We look around and we see everything and everybody seems to have problems.
就在这样一个思想下面，好像我们的心思意念里头也受了很多的焦虑不满。
And our heart, our minds are being bombarded by a lot of worries and cares of this life.
好像就是无助，好像有个罪一直控告着你。
And we feel helpless and there is this accusation from by the sin.
我相信最近就是说这个几十年来哈，一个比较兴盛的职业就是心理医生。
One job that seems to be flourishing is the psychologist.
在这世代，心理医生太需要。
Many people require their service.
那心理医生做些什么事情呢
？What do the psychology or psychiatrist do?
可能就减少你的罪疚感。
Maybe they will try to ease your guilty feeling.
让你觉得你还不错。
Let you feel that you are pretty good.
弟兄姐妹们，但是有一些事情，就是说当我们人真的是。有软弱的时候，有罪的时候。
But when we do commit sin,
有些时候的话，心理医生的努力也会被人滥用，会被人用错地方。
Their help might become something that we can abuse.
我们现在看到，就是说社会治安有些时候很多重大的这些的问题，像那个我们需要那个邻居的那个事情。
Oh, okay. We heard about a Chinese student in Montreal that was completely dismembered by a psychotic.
然后呢，这个罪犯的话，这些东西的话，他到一个地步的时候，他说我精神有问题。
And he claimed that he's doing things because.
你说他用这样的用念，他是心理医生，他也看心理，他用心理医生来证明说他有罪，他不用负任何责任。
His psychiatrist said that he does not have to be responsible for his action.
弟兄姐妹们，我像我们人，我们到处都有问题。
As human, we have problems everywhere.
所以这也是为什么每次思想耶稣基督救恩的时候
，Each time we think about the salvation of God,
我们需要在心里头再次相信。
We must believe in our heart again.
唯有耶稣基督从死里复活的救恩，才是我们人唯一的出路。
Only the gospel of Jesus Christ resurrected from the dead that is going to be God will help us.
所以我们今天简单的借着哥林多后书五章十七节，我们再次思想耶稣基督为我们从死里复活的救恩。
We briefly go through this particular verse to think about the salvation of God.
我们生命当中很多时候会被旧的东西抓住。
A lot of things, our heart are gripped by many old things in our life.
很可惜，这些旧的东西很多时候不是那么美好。
Many of these old things are not necessarily good.
我们人很容易记得那些不好的事情。
We tend to remember the bad things.
我们很多好的事情，我们视而不见。
Somehow the good things, a good memory, we tend to forget.
结婚越久的时候的话，我们记得我们配偶的话，可能越多的是他的错的地方。
The longer we get, we remain married, we seem to remember all the bad things about our.
孩子长大的时候的话，我们可能记得他很多犯错的那些丑事。
Kids, as they grow up, we just tend to remember all the bad things they did.
我们进到一个工作的时候的话，刚刚开始开开心心，但可能到了我们这个阶段，我们都是觉得，哎呀，老板这个不好。
You start your new work as you go on with this work and then you tend to see all the negative.
旧事好像一直都在抓住我们。
All things seem to grip us.
但如果我们可以感恩的话，以前的这些好的事情的话，可以成为生命的帮助。很可惜，我们常常被这些负面的东西。
And yet often we are somehow gripped by these negatives in our life.
为什么会这样？
Why?
我觉得是我们人生命当中我们有个软弱。
Because we have all of us, we have this weakness.
我们离开了神
，because we have departed from God。
离开了神之后的话，我们以自我为中心，我们就会看到各样不满足的、那不足的这些事情。
When we are departed from God, we are self-centered and we tend to become very.
神需要让我们回到他的完全里。
We need to come back to God's fullness.
只有一个完全，我们才可以包容那些。
Only in God's fullness we can accept the other.
我们人的不完全，我们很容易。
When we are imperfect, we tend to see others imperfect.
但我们需要有神的完全，那么开始的包容周围的这一切的不足。
When we do receive God's fullness, we can also see others people as we should.
神他在伊甸园创造我们的时候
，When God created human in Garden Eden,
他给我们一个生命是可以以他为满足。
He gave us a life that we can only be satisfied in Him.
当我们以神为中心的时候。我们就可以在这一切事情上能够看到。
If we are our life centered in God, we see everything good.
你看，就是这样，当神创造的时候的话，他看凡事都是好，对吧
？When God created everything and He said it is good.
所以他给我们放在一个好的环境里头，也让我们可以生活的。
And He put us in a perfect environment, and so that our life can be perfect.
所以神稍微在伊甸园当中给我们有一个小小的限制。
Give us a little limitation, a restriction.
他说，园中所有的树上的果你都可以吃。
All the fruit you can eat except one.
唯有那一棵树上的果子你不能吃。
Only that particular tree's fruit you should not eat.
看上去好像是一个限制。
To look at it, it seems to be a restriction.
其实对我们来说是一个保护。
And yet it is actually a protection.
什么样的一个保护呢？
What kind of protection is that?
它让我们相信，凡在神里头。我们一定可以有绝对的安全，绝对的。
Let us know that in God we have perfect protection and perfect safety.
因为当我们选择要走自己道路的时候，你看他那夏娃就在那棵树下，左看看右看看，我就觉得那棵树越来越特别。
When we depart from God and look at the tree of God,
所以他就想把它摘下来吃。
When we look at that fruit and we want to
其实他想这样去做的时候，其实他的心开始就离开神。
When we do desire that fruit, our heart has already departed from God.
生命当中开始有一个不满足。
And many things just we don't feel good.
很多的怀疑。
A lot of doubts.
很多的不满。
Many dissatisfaction.
为什么神你明明对我好，为什么那一棵树上你不给我
？If you really love me, why do you put that restriction on?
姐妹们。
Why?
就是神的话，他只是在告诉我。
God is only telling us,
在他里头没有缺乏。
In Him there is no lack.
你为什么要离开他？你要寻找另外一个要让你觉得被满足的东西。
Why do you want to leave Him and find something apart from Him?
在我们过去的生活当中
，In our past life,
会不会有很多一些的事情我们是离开神？
Is it because of our departing from Him that we encounter many difficulties.
表面的问题好像你是在跟别人争竞啊，你是在别人争斗啊。
On the surface, we look at it seems that we are striving against human beings.
啊，有些时候你会做一些的小错事，比如说撒谎啊，然后偷一些的东西啊。
We often do some little mistakes like doing speaking a lie.
然 然后你也很多时候的话，你心里都会被这些的做错的事情会抓住，你会觉得沮丧，我怎么是这种人？
And yet we often also gripped by guilt.
你会觉得很害怕。
We are gripped by fear.
有些时候你会恐慌。
We are horrified.
其实真正的问题都不在这些表面。
But all these is just symptoms, surface problems.
原因的话是我们内在里头，我们跟神之间的关系已经失了贯通。
Real problems because something has broken within us.
神的生命不在我们里面的时候，我们自然而然会产生焦虑，会产生不安。
When God is not within us, we're going to experience worries and anxieties.
我们可能只能活到过去，因为我们对前面没有盼望。
And all we can live for is living in the past and not forward.
我们越想抓住的时候，可能失去越多。
The more we want to grab, the more we lose.
弟兄姐妹，新生命是我们自己。
New life is something we cannot create ourselves.
唯有在神里。
Only in God.
永生唯有是在神里头才能
得。Eternal life is only received in God.
这也是耶稣为什么会对尼哥底母说。
That's why God, Jesus, told Nicodemus.
你必须重生。
You must be born again.
是从上头生
的。It's be born from above.
不是从你自己的肉体的生命生。
It's not born out of yourself.
我们唯有接受一个全新的生命。
When we receive a new life.
生命里头的所有的问题才能够得到根本。
Then our problems can be solved.
就是在神的这样的恩典当中是可以变成新的。
All the old things can become new.
无论我们过往的生活当中有多少的失败，有多少的痛苦。
No matter how much you have failed in the past.
有多少的失望，有多少的就是沮丧。
How much you lost, have lost your hope.
就是都可以过去。
All that has done.
那就是怎么过去呢？
And how does this whole thing go away?
我们必须在生命当中有这样一个确据，耶稣已经为我从死里复活。
We must have this confidence that Jesus is indeed risen.
是为我复活。
It is risen for me.
弟兄姐妹们，我们是不是有这样的一个胆量，可以说耶稣是为我从死里复活？
We have this courage to say that Jesus was risen for me.
应该说还耶稣为卡尔。
You can say, well, he was risen for Carlos.
这
是为我。
弟兄姐妹们，我们需要很明白知道，耶稣不单单是为秋生活，为我们，也为我们每一个人。我们真的要从心里头，我们要知道，耶稣是为我从死里复活的。
We must each one of us believe that Jesus was risen. He rose for
me. 耶稣的代价是为你我。
The price he paid was for you and me.
他为什么要死在哥哥他山上？
Why does he have to die on the cross?
为什么第三天要从死里复活？
Why did he have to be risen again?
是为了你。
It's because of you, for you and me.
我们跟主耶稣说，耶稣为我复活。
Let's say to your neighbor, Jesus was risen for you, for me.
我们跟主耶稣说，耶稣为我复活。
Say to your neighbor, Jesus rose for me.
拍拍胸膛说：“耶稣为我复活。”
Kind of a pat your back, say Jesus was risen for me.
大家好像不大相信的样子。
Almost like you don't believe that.
我们站起来，我们鼓励我们左右问候一下：“耶稣为你复活，也为我复活。”
Why don't we all rise and we say that again? Jesus was risen for me.
哎，我们大家彼此问一下：“耶稣为你复活，也为我复活。”
He was risen for you and for me.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Amen! Yeah, 请坐，请坐。
Thank you. Be seated.
Yeah. 兄弟姐妹们，真的，我们每一天，我们需要在神面前，我们要说耶稣是为我从死里复活的。
Really, we every day we should tell ourselves that Jesus was risen for me.
如果耶稣不为我复活的话，我们的问题真的不能够得到解决。
He was not risen for me. You know, all our problem cannot be solved.
耶稣已经付上了这样一个沉重的代价。
He has paid a hefty price.
就是让我们可以有一条又新又活的路，我们可以再次跟神有份。
So that we have a new life ahead of us.
我们不要再靠自己修修补补啊。
We don't need to fix the problem ourselves.
因为我知道每年的话，我们每年开始的时候，我们都会有那个新年的励志。
Every new year we have this new year resolution.
但是好像坚持不到一个礼拜，大概就都忘了差不多了。
Seldom lasts for more than a week.
所以如果我们要靠自己，我们在修修补补的话，走不了太远的。
If we are doing that ourselves, we will never travel very long.
可能你坚持不到一个礼拜的话，你就原形毕露了。
No more than a week, your true self will kind of resurrect.
感谢主，福音的消息是说，现在活着的不再是我，乃是耶稣在我里面。
But the good news is that it is not I no longer that lives, but Christ lives in me.
呀，如今我成为何等样的人，是耶稣在我里头激励的一个结果。
The person that I am now is because of what Jesus has done.
所以我们可以每次都可以转眼仰望耶稣。
Always turn our eyes upon Jesus.
转眼仰望耶稣是让我们就是。脱离的一个环境。
When we turn to Him, our old thing will go.
不单单是要脱离旧的，更重要你要盼望新的。
Not only we need to leave the old behind, but also we need to look forward to the new.
神的恩典是说新的已经来到了。
And the good news is that the new has already come.
真的，旧事已过，一切都变成新的。这个都变成新的，这是一个完成的时刻。
All has gone and the new has come.
我们说得救的话，其实就是得帮助、得拯救。
When we say we are saved, it means we are being helped.
我们靠自己没办法做什么。
By ourselves, we can't do anything.
但耶稣已经为我们做了。
Jesus already did it for us.
对，当我们认罪的时候，不要只是定睛在那些错的事情上面。
When we confess our sin, but don't just focus on the sin.
我们要记得耶稣已经为我们的罪死了。
We must remember that Jesus already died for our sins.
而且他已经复活了。
And he already risen.
你要定睛在复活的这样的事实上面。
We must put our focus on His resurrection.
神借着他儿子耶稣的灵，他住在我们里面。
And God lived through His Holy Spirit.
我们的内在已经开始在改变。
And our inner man is being renewed every day.
神迹其实是可以借着我们的身体，是可以不断的发生的。神迹其实是可以不断在我们身体发生的。
Miracle can continue to happen in our lives.
新的祝福已经开始在流露了。
A new blessing continue to flow.
真的，弟兄姐妹们，抓住这样一个应许，不断的从我们生命当中流出新的。
We must get hold of this promise that God has given us.
神的能力正在改变我们。
God's power is changing us.
让我们可以成为更多人祝福的一个管道。
And we become the channel of His blessing as well.
神要满足我们生命当中每一个的需要。
God is going to fulfill all our desires.
在我们生命当中的每一个细节，都可以有神迹。
Every detail of our life, we can experience His miracle.
因为我们所信的神是永生神。
Because the one we believe is eternal God, living God.
我们所信的神是伟大奇妙的神。
He is a great God.
神要在我们生命当中要打开天上的府库，倾倒所有的祝福在我们生命。
God is going to open up the heaven and pour down His blessing upon us.
刚才我们三位弟兄说洗礼的见证。
And we hear the testimony of three brothers.
每个人其实都在寻求。
We all are seeking.
但神说寻找。
Our promise is that those who seek will find.
有些人觉得来到教会时间很短，他就信主。
Some found God pretty quickly.
有人从小在教会里头长大。
Some were actually raised in the church.
有人寻寻觅觅十八年。
Some people need 15 or 18 years to find God.
但神总不忘记我们，阿门。
God never forgets us.
神总不忘记我们。
He will never forget us.
新的祝福要翻开生命新的一页。
He will open up a new page on our life.
真的，这福音的一个好消息是，福音的好消息是这样。
The good news about the gospel is.
神不但爱我们。
God not only loves us.
他还可以帮助我们。
But He is able to help us.
阿门。跟主耶稣说，神不但爱我们，他也帮助我们。
God not only loves us, but He also helps us.
真的，这是一个福音的大好消息。
This is the good news.
我知道在我们生命当中很多事情都。
I know that many of us have encountered many difficulties in life.
有些人是身体的软弱。
Some have weakness in their body.
有些是工作的出差。
Some have difficulty in their work.
有些是好像一多年来一直在求的，都好像还没有实现。
Some have desires that never been fulfilled.
福音的好消息是神总不忘记。
The news about the gospel is that God never forgets.
时候满足，
in His time,
必为我们成就。
He will fulfill it.
今天我们的神已经为我们从死里。
And our Lord has already risen from the dead.
其实我每次读到复活节这些信息的时候，
Every time we read about the passage about the resurrection of Christ, when we see that picture of Jesus being taken down from the cross, there is a righteous man, John. Joseph.
Okay.
Who actually helped this body to him.
然后呢，他处理好之后的话， 他就把他那个木门， 滚了一个大的石头，就把这个木给堵住了。
After Joseph put the body of Christ on the tomb, he actually rolled a big stone in front of it.
然后七日的头一日的话， 门徒就去看。
And the first day of the week, the disciples went to see Jesus' body.
他发现那坟墓面前那个大石头不见了。
And they realized that the big stone has been rolled away.
滚开了。
It's been rolled away.
弟兄姐妹们， 这是一个大好的消息。
This is a great good news.
耶稣不能局限在坟墓里头。
Jesus cannot be confined in the tomb.
耶稣为我们从死里复活。
He was risen from the grave.
今天当我们看人， 看事情， 看环境， 看我们前途， 好像我们觉得好像是一个黑暗的一个环境。
Even though when we see our circumstances, it seems to be a complete chaos and darkness.
好像 坟墓门口还有一个大石头在堵着，我们不能够往前。
It feels like there's that big stone right in front of our entrance.
感谢主， 七日的头一日，
we thank God that the first day of the week,
这块大石头，
this big rock has been rolled away.
在我们生命当中， 不要让这块大石头， 不幸的大石头， 环境的大石头， 拦住我们来信靠神。
Don't let this rock of our difficulties, unbelief and doubts become our obstacle.
让这位复活的神告诉我们， 今天他已经为我们复活了。
Let the God of resurrection tell us that he is risen.
把身体的软弱交出去。
Let us give us our weakness of our body to him.
把对人的这样一个盼望交出去。
But give God our human hopelessness.
然后把你前途也交出去。
Give our future to him.
让这位复活的神带领我们可以不断的得胜。
Let this the Lord of resurrection lead us forward.
好不好？
我们今天在这里。
We conclude here. Do something new in my life.
We conclude with a song. Do something new in our life.
It's a very simple song.
Very easy.
Just one verse.
就一节。
We just use this one as our prayer.
我们可以用这首歌来当作祷告。
我们就一起来祷告。
Let's do that as our prayer.
祷告。 真的来宣告，让神在我们生命当中做新事。
Let's proclaim that God is doing a new thing in our life.
因为这位神已经为我们从死里复活。He
is indeed risen.
他可以在我们生命当中做新事。
He is able to do a new thing.
他可以让沙漠变成肥田。
He can turn a desert into a fertile ground.
可以让沙漠也真的是栽植出绿树。
Then,
真的在神面前我们。
Let's go pray.
我们常来祷告。